You are listening to the Living Greater Podcast, and I am your host, Arn Allamond. Together, we are building a community of people helping others to live greater through fitness, nutrition, and health. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Living Greater. This is Arn Allamond, and I am so stoked. Woke up to beautiful, sunny skies today. Ironically, though, it was one of those mornings that... you guys ever had those mornings where you wake up, you're sleeping so, so well, and when you finally peek your head over the covers and you look, you're like, man... it's a little bright in this room for the time of day it's supposed to be. Yes, folks, I slept in this morning. Oh, my gosh. And I used to panic when that would happen. Now I'm just grateful that I got to wake up and see the beauty and the sun. But I did miss one of the most important things of my day, which is my workout. And it's ironic because that is the topic of today. I wanted to chat for a minute about having systems and a plan as well. I'm going to talk for a couple of minutes at the very end about why exercise should not be your number one method of weight loss. So stick around for that. It's going to be a great little spot. But I want to start with this idea of building systems and building a plan. But before I do, I just want to shout out quick thank you so much for your support. Thank you for sharing this podcast with your friends and people you care about. It's so awesome to see it grow. I'm just always surprised at the comments and things that I'm hearing throughout the day. So thank you so much. If you are tuning in and you're getting something out of the podcast, please leave us a review. It means so much and helps so much with how the podcast is shared, the algorithm with the different podcasting platforms. They really like that stuff. So anyway, if you can tune in after this episode and just leave a review, that would be wonderful. And we would greatly appreciate it. Also, if you have questions, please email them to me at livinggreaterhealth@gmail.com. At this point, the questions that I'm getting, I'm using for content and wanting to honor your thoughts and your needs and what you guys are wanting to learn more about. In the future, as the volume of those questions increases, we'll actually do a special segment monthly and then weekly that will be an opportunity to answer those questions on the air, maybe even with a special guest. So keep them coming. And again, so grateful just for all of you out there and just being on this journey together. So top topic of the day, building a plan and building systems. Hey, if you don't have a plan and or you don't have a system, you are not going to succeed. It's as simple as that. The leader of the free world, a few years back, President Barack Obama, was said to have only one or two different suits in his closet. Now, I don't think that meant that President Obama only had two suits, truly. I don't think literally that's what it meant. But I think what it meant is that there were two styles. And that was the idea that was shared on a podcast I had listened to, some number of years ago. And the idea was, or the concept was simply that with all of the decisions that he has to make in a day as President of the United States making a decision in the morning about what to wear is the last thing that he needed to be worrying about. And so as a result, he just had, a very simple wardrobe, obviously classy and looked good, but a very simple wardrobe. So you wake up, you put on the suit, and you're out the door. I think that's something that we can all probably incorporate into our lives. Now, I will say, I think that society frowns on that a little bit, and it's kind of funny. I've got a story going all the way back to high school. I think it was my sophomore year, and I remember just being torn up about this because these two girls come up to me, and they're like, "Hey, Arn, we got something for you." And I'm like, "What?" And they're like, "Well, we've been watching you." And I'm like, "Oh, great." it was awkward at best. And so they pull out this piece of paper. And what they had been doing is they had been watching my clothing choices, and they were marking down everything. Now, just thinking back, you know, you got to realize probably what they said was, all right, blue t-shirt, black parachute pants. If you don't remember what parachute pants were, I am so sorry you missed that that era. It will probably never come back. But anyway, they did that, and what they found through their research, which actually thinking back to it now, at this point in my life, it's pretty impressive. I mean, I need those kind of students in my life. But they had looked at my patterns and my behaviors, and they gave me a list, and they said, well, on Mondays you wear this, and on Tuesdays you wear this, and I was like, I'm out of here. I don't know that I talked to them for a while, and I was mortified, but it's obviously stuck with me, and I obviously had a system or a pattern. It was great. So, with that said, you know, the way this applies to our lives, especially in the area of living greater and health and fitness and wellness, is that you've got to create those patterns and those habits so that we don't miss the things that are most important to us. And again, the irony of this morning is great. I mean, I've got a great perspective on it, but dang, I missed a great workout with some great people. And it all happened because I was out of my habit, and I've been out of my habit and pattern for a little while now. Running, you know, just running and gunning and getting things together, working on this podcast, working on my my coaching business and a lot of things like that. And so I'm up late at night, and tell you what, when you're getting up at 4:30 in the morning, that is not the right pattern to be in, right? We need to have that sleep, and I'm just not getting it. So my body got it one way or another. It slept through the alarm, and anyway, I'm greeted now with a beautiful blue skies. But all that to say that if in the area of health and wellness, if you're not planning your workouts, if you're not planning your activity, your diet, your nutrition, then I think it's probably pretty safe to say you're not doing it to the level that you need to get to your goals. All right. If our planning of our workout is like this, if we say, well, I think I can get in at the 9 a.m. class, but if not, I'll go to the noon. And if that doesn't work out, I'll go to the 4. And there's always the 5 if that doesn't happen. And if that doesn't happen, I can do a little workout at home because, you know, Arn posts stuff on his Living Greater Coaching Facebook page. Hey. Great, you know, I mean, you're right, that might work out, but the reality is that it probably won't. You know it as well as I do, because at 9 a.m. something happens with the dog, and so you gotta take care of that, and then at noon you get this sudden call from your neighbor, and you gotta go help with that. And you know, there's just this litany of things, and it's harder and harder and harder further in the day you go, and the more you put it off. So please, by all means, I don't want to belabor the point. I think we've made the point. Make a schedule. I like to break things into faith, family, and fitness. I don't put work in there simply because that is something, I mean, it's blocked out anyway, right? And so I've got this time period that I am at work doing my thing. But outside of that, I want to focus on these three tangible things in my life that are important to me. And then I block those in and make time for them. Okay? So there you go. Make a plan. Stick to it. If you've got a great looking wardrobe or whatever, plan it out ahead of time. That's one of the greatest things about getting up and doing these workouts early in the morning, is that it has taught me that I have to lay out my clothes at night. I have to lay out my lunch at night. I have to do all of that stuff. And I kind of dread it. I really don't enjoy that at the end of the evening, but it does make the next day possible because I can get up and I can go. Second thing I wanted to touch on today was, or is, this idea of weight loss and exercise. And I would say, again, I don't have a statistic on this. I'm going to make this up, but I'm not going to make up a statistic. Actually, I'd be lame right now because I just said that. Hey, here's the deal. The majority of people that are, in their adult years, so let's just say 30 plus, are seeking an exercise program because they want to lose weight. Enough said. I mean, I'm going to lay that out there. You can disagree with me if you want to, but having been in the fitness industry in some context and in different roles for a long, long time, guys, this is true. People don't just typically wake up and say, oh man, I'm going to go start a fitness routine that are already seemingly healthy or maybe have a physique that a Greek god would want, right? I mean, first of all, they had to do something to get it. But most people are coming to the fitness world again, revisiting this area because they want to they want to lose weight. They've got a goal, you know, they've been, life has taken over. They have gained those, you know, 3 to 4 pounds of residual weight every year for the past decade or longer. And now they find themselves anywhere from 10 to 50 pounds overweight, maybe more. And it is that simple, guys. You know, we often see these ads that say, did you lose or did you gain 10 pounds over the holidays and blah, 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 blah. Help, you know, we'll help you lose it. I might have even said something like that in the past. People do gain weight in the short term, but weight like that, it doesn't stick around a lot of times. And a lot of times people aren't going to gain, like I say, 10 pounds in such a short period of time. The reality, though, is that as our lifestyle changes, as our patterns change, as we go into our adult careers, we get, you know, we have kids, all of these things affect our patterns and our behaviors. They affect our systems. And a lot of times, one of the things that goes is the things that matter to us. So fitness is one of those things that leaves. Our nutrition drops a little bit because we're on the run, right? And so gaining 3 or 4 pounds a year, it's not hard to do at all. And so do the math. You know, if you're doing that for a decade, at the end of that, 3 to 4 pounds a year, which isn't very much, is 30 to 40 pounds after a decade, okay? So people are coming back in and they're saying, hey, I want to lose that 30 or 40 pounds. I remember what it felt like, and I want to feel that way again. Or I've never felt that way, and I want to know what it feels like. I want to have control in this area of my life. So they go sign up at their local gym. They look for some fitness program, et cetera, et cetera. And you hear me now. I mean, that is a component. There is a mathematical equation. If you exercise, you burn calories. Burn calories means you, over time, will lose weight, and et cetera, et cetera. But the angle that I'm coming from, and I guess my biggest concern is that, and the thing that I tout with everybody on this podcast, and I will say till the end of time, you know, people are always asking, what's the best exercise routine to lose weight? What's the best exercise routine to get in shape? Blah, 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 blah. You know what it is, guys? It's the one that you are doing and the one that you do consistently and that you do well. That's it. And so you have to enjoy it. You have to find that one thing that makes you come alive, and you have to do more of it, right? So, and we've all got that. There's something that everybody would enjoy from a fitness perspective that will give that to you. When we're doing that, as a result of doing it regularly, is that going to have an impact or play a role in our midsection, you know, in our waistband? Absolutely it will. Just because that activity, you can't help but have a positive impact on you. It's also going to impact other areas of your life. You're going to have reduced stress. You're going to have a better cardiovascular endurance when you're climbing stairs or out playing with the kids, those sorts of things. So all of those benefits. And those are all the things that I really feel like we should focus on. I feel like should be the focus, not losing weight. Because the reality of losing weight is that it is a long and arduous process. So that example I gave a second ago took 10 years. Somebody was gaining 3 to 4 pounds a year, decade to gain 30 to 40 pounds. So how long do you think it should take to lose that 30 to 40 pounds? Now, I sure hope it doesn't take a decade, and I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to. It can take, you know, a matter of months to a year, but you can achieve that, okay? But the achievement of that weight loss comes from, you know, just great behaviors that are holistic. So yeah, exercise is a component, but you know it's a bigger component? Diet and nutrition. That is the number one component to losing weight. If you are, you can't exercise a bad nutrition plan. It's as simple as that. So if you're exercising, great, but that doesn't give you carte blanche to go out and just eat whatever the heck you want to shove in your mouth. And that doesn't necessarily mean volume. That could mean content. So sugary foods and you know, foods that are fried in bad ingredients. We want to make sure that we're filling our bodies with whole foods. We want to make sure that we're filling our bodies with good fats, with great sources of lean protein. We want to be drinking plenty of water. We want to be limiting our sugary drinks. We want to be taking supplements to fill in the gaps in micronutrition that you may not be getting in your regular diet, and that can vary for different people as to what you would need to take there. So there's a wide variety, but the point in the topic today is that I don't like the idea of using exercise as the primary mode to lose weight, because then that's when exercise starts to become just kind of a task, right? And the process of losing weight is a long process, which means that there's going to be ups, there's going to be downs, there's going to be moments when it's not going as well as it should, and you're not getting the results that you want to get. And when that happens, all of a sudden this activity that you've been forcing yourself to do is going to look all that much worse. It's just not fun, right? Versus the other perspective, if we find something that we really, really enjoy, if you love to rollerblade, if you love to ride a bicycle, if you love to hike, if you love to walk the dog, if you love to lift weights, if you love to do push-ups, you know, doing that and making that something that you're fighting for every day because you enjoy it, you know, think about that, right? You mean I could go and do exercise because I enjoy to exercise, not just because I've got this goal that I've got to, you know, be able to fit into my swimsuit by the time we go on our vacation in June? That's a cool concept, guys. And from that concept, you can build and you can grow. My good friend Cynthia Anderson, whom we interviewed a few weeks back, is a great example of that. She started off running, and she started off running, she said, in the interview, she told us that the reason she chose running is that she had read that running gives you the most calorie burn for time spent. And so she's like, well, I want to lose weight, so that's what I'm going to do. And but what she found as a result of starting to run is that she loved it. And what she found as a result of running and exercising is that she loved that. She loved the feeling of fitness. And so she started lifting weights. She started doing some cross training. Now she's into triathlon. So she's swimming and she's biking. And it's just awesome. And she's doing awesome. And I think that's such a great example of what I'm talking about, guys. And she was the first to say in our interview that even though she's doing all of the exercise and she's lost over 80 pounds, diet is still the number one thing that allows or causes her to fluctuate and allows her to maintain her success, but also sometimes provide some setbacks. And it happens in my life, and it will happen in your life as well. So, hey, I'm going to wrap it up with that today because it's a topic that I'm passionate about. Passionate things I tend to ramble on and on about, so I'm going to let it go. I would love to hear your thoughts and comments, though. So please email me at livinggreaterhealth@gmail.com, and I hold on to those things and I take them dearly. We will be adding in again your thoughts and ideas, the things that you want to hear on this podcast in future episodes. And please take a moment to leave a review on the platform that you are listening to. Take a greater moment to live this day, to appreciate the moment. If it doesn't go quite as planned, take a second to take a breath, sit back and say, you know what, that's okay. And make the most of it. Make the most of the time that you've got, the relationships that are in your life, and just do everything that you can, folks, to live greater today and to make somebody's world around you a better place. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for who you are. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to the Living Greater Podcast. We hope that you enjoyed content, and we ask that you please share with your friends and help us spread the word of Living Greater. Have a wonderful day.